Hello and welcome to another edition of What Comes Naturally with Ranger Jim. And we're at Paxton Pits and it's the middle of April and finally spring has arrived. Just in the matter of this week, all the leaves have started coming out, the migrants that weren't coming in are now coming in, and this is probably the best day so far this year for sightings. So I've come down to the river viewpoint, hopefully to see a kingfisher here. There's a black cap around me at the moment. It's so sunny and so warm that most of the birds have actually gone quiet on me today. But we've got all the reports that people have been putting in about what they've been seeing. And it's not just birds. I think six species of butterfly have been seen this morning. And these are all the ones that overwinter with us. So there's brimstones, those are usually the first ones we see. And then there's comma, small tortoiseshell, peacock, red admiral, and orange tips. Oh, and green-veined white as well. So I think that's seven, isn't it? The spring is incredibly late. I think it's been a bad spring all the way down through Europe as well. So birds have been held up down there. But it's not just that. It's taken until now for the leaves on anything to burst out and blossom to come out. And it's all happening at once. And that delay has really been bad for wildlife and for farmers and for everybody else. It's nearly a month delay from where we'd expect to be. The first chiff-chaffs we normally hear the end of March. There was probably one by the beginning of April, but really the main arrival was only probably last week. And there's a few willow warblers, blackcap, garden warbler, lots of blackcaps actually, lots of chiff-chaffs now. The garden warbler's just arriving now and starting to sing. Common white throat just arrived, but the winter birds haven't all gone. We've had two bramblings, which are the Scandinavian version, really, of the chaffinch. Quite a different bird to look at, though, and we'll have a go and see if we can find those on the way back, because they've been hanging around and not migrating back to Scandinavia because it's too early. Ring ousels still going through on their way north. Birds of prey, we've had two ospreys today. There's been marsh harrier as well. All of these birds are migrating through at the moment, and we just don't know what we're going to find. Nightingales are the birds that everybody's looking for as they go around Paxton Pits. We're one of the top sites in theory. Last year was an almost total failure, if it wasn't a total failure. Maybe three or four males sang, moved around the place, probably didn't find mates. And again, it was very late. The weather was good to start with last year and then went to pieces. This year, it's the other way around. But we're already doing better than last year. We've probably got eight nightingales on the entire site at the moment, as of today. So that's quite exciting. I haven't heard one myself properly yet. There's a green woodpecker just flown over my head, and you can probably hear the blackcap in the background. Another thing to look for on a nice warm spring day like this is grass snakes and lizards. And we virtually have no lizards here at Paxton Pits Nature Reserve, but we do have lots of grass snakes. And the places I'm looking are places like where I'm standing now by a big pile of grass that we've piled up some mowings near the moorings. These are great places in the morning when the grass snakes are just warming themselves up. There isn't one on this one, but I'm going to go and look at a few more. We've had a 4 foot long one seen swimming this morning. It's probably just too warm today for a grass snake to be sunning itself. They've probably gone off in the undergrowth where we can't find them at the moment. Earlier on, I bet this was the spot to look. I've moved to another par now, but don't give up. We're going to have another look somewhere else. Well, here's a real sound of spring. I've just come across a cuckoo calling. Be nice if we could see it, wouldn't it? Well, it looks like I'm going to let you down over the grass snakes. I've tried all my favourite spots, and there's nothing doing. A rabbit jumped out of one of them and frightened the life out of me because it stayed there till the last second. But this is the sort of day you want to get out a bit earlier, and you'll find grass snakes all over the place where there's a compost heaps or bits of corrugated iron or anything that just gives them a chance to warm up. It really is warm now, and I'm standing in one of the nightingale territories where I was hoping to hear one, and it's dead quiet. This one was heard singing this morning. So our recommendation is definitely late evening or early morning when the weather's like this for the birds and for the grass snakes. But also in this time of day, it's great for insects, mining bees, bumblebees, butterflies. And it'll only be a matter of days before the first damselflies and the first hairy dragonfly probably appears as well, if it keeps this warm. Now, talking about things happening and migrating in, I'm along at the moorings and there's virtually no boats here at the moment. The people have put them away for the winter and they're just starting to appear. And I've got my first river cruiser just coming up the river now to come past us, I think. I don't think he's going to stop. But he's got all his fenders out, those white sausages around the edge in case he bumps into anything. Nice day for that. And this is one of the prettiest scenes in the whole of the county, I think, if you follow this bit of the river. Here comes this boat now coming into the mooring. It is going to moor. It's going to moor up at our guest mooring. And it's customary to wave, isn't it, when a boat goes by? I've no idea why. I'd be very upset if they don't wave back. Yeah, they're going to moor up and go for a walk. Oh, that's nice. There's a lot of coltsfoot out and a lot of lesser celandine and probably a few primroses about here because people used to camp up here. I can see some old daffodils about up here. And the reason I've said that is that I've got a bee fly, which is a fuzzy little fly, looks very like a bee. It's got a long proboscis that it sticks into flowers like primroses and cowslips and so on. And it's a cuddly little thing. I mean, being one of the first insects out in the spring, you need to be furry to keep warm. So it's very furry, hovers over the plants, and very approachable, quite easy to photograph, actually. But it has a dark side. What it does is it lays its eggs in other bees' nests, and the young maggots, if you like, eat the baby bees in the other nests. So it's not as quite as nice as it sounds. Well, as promised, I've brought you to the Hayden Hide before I have to go back in the office. And I thought we'd have a look for this brambling. And of course it wasn't here. But I've seen a great spotted woodpecker up close. And I've seen chaffinch. There's a couple of mallards under the bird table now. Two male reed buntings. But just at the back, under the brambles, there's a brambling. There is. It's a male. But it's one of two. There was two that have been photographed, and one has a much blacker head than the other. This one's got a grey head with a big white stripe down the back of its neck. I can see him now, nice. He's in the sun. Beautiful. The reason for that is that bramblings have a way of changing colour that doesn't involve molting. So what happens is the black feathers on the top of the head that they need for their breeding season have actually got little pale grey tips. And because the grey is softer than the black, it wears away during the winter and exposes the black head. So the other male has got a peppered head appearance where the abrasion hasn't quite happened yet. And this one's hardly worn at all. Normally they'd be guddling around in snow through the winter and wear the ends off all those feathers. So that's a beautiful brambling. Now, this is a bird that breeds up in Scandinavia. I've seen them in Norway. You can go and see them in the botanic gardens in Tromsø, places like that. And it's very like a chaffinch, but much more orangey. It reminds me of bramble bushes in the autumn, the coloration on it. Fantastic looking thing. Black head, orange sides, black and white flash like on a chaffinch, but with a white rump as well. And when I say orange sides, I mean really orange. Really like the best autumn leaf orange you could find. So look them up. They're just brilliant birds. Yellow bill too. Just magic looking things. And we used to see lots of them. They were in amongst the chaffinches and yellowhammers feeding on the stubbles in the winter. And now we don't have the stubbles in the winter. And so bird feeders, usually at nature reserves, are the places to find them. And he's hopping around in front of me right now. So I don't know whether I'm going to find the little gull that's at the Sailing Lake or whether I'm going to see an osprey flying over. But I think what I better do is go back to work and we'll see you again in a week or two.